Turn to the Gospel of John, would you? Chapter 7. Are you getting something out of this?
Yes.
John 7. I want to see how much God wants you. John 7, at the end of the chapter, it's a long chapter with 39 verses in it. John 7:38, he who believes in me. You know, when I read that the first time, for the thousandth time, when I read it for the first time, and it said, he who believes in me, I said, I think I'm going to have to believe in you all over again. I believe in the historicity of what you did. I never believed in you like this. I never believed in you like this. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And we know cross-referencing in this, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we believe in the wrong Jesus. We've never stopped and given him a chance to identify himself in the Word. We've identified him from sermons and books and religion. And Jesus hasn't come out of that picture. Look at chapter 14 of John before I move on a little bit. His invitation goes out to you. In John chapter 14, in the middle. Now don't turn religious on me on the first sentence in John 14, starting in verse 15.
Yeah.
If you love me, keep my commandments. And you're going to see that. Can I read what the context will show you it means? If you love me, love me. If you love me, love me. Let's read it. You'll see it yourself. And I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Helper to do what? Love me. That he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, which it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, and he dwells with you, and he will be in you. Now, look, I'm not leaving you as orphans. I'm coming to you. I'm not leaving you alone. I'm not leaving you abandoned. I love you. Keep going a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. How do we see Jesus? Look up for a moment. He said we would see him when the world wouldn't. We would read the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit will give us revelation, and we would see him. And they don't. Let the Holy Ghost open your eyes. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. How much more intimate. I'm in you, you're in me, we're in the Father. There's a lot of in there. There's a lot of personal there. Here we go now. He who has my commandments and keeps them. Remember, the commandment is to love. It is he who loves me. Jump down to verse 24. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's. Now jump back to 21. We're in John 14, 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me. And he who loves me, he's loved of my Father. And I love him. There's a big love triangle thing going there again, too. All relating. God wants you. And I want you to know right here and now, ladies and gentlemen. Revelation chapter 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come to him and sup with him, and he with me. Is that not God inviting you to closeness, to oneness, to fellowship? It most certainly is. There's the invitation. But next of all, And I want to stress this, though we've begun to touch on it already, God desires intimacy with you.